Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. Vivelo Fix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. RunCatalina.com, coming up November 18th, the Catalina Eco Marathon, half marathon and 10K. ATVSwimSpas.com, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, DonateCAF.com is the website. 2,448 grants were just sent out, totaling $3.7 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville.com and on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, Nicole Verkylen, who is she's leaving on September 1st, riding, running, and swimming from Seattle to San Diego. Run, Forrest, Stump. I love that. Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. Now, Nicole, where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota, home of the Mayo Clinic, and I've been living in Michigan for the past 8 years.
So when did you start having issues with your, was it like you were 8 years old or so when you realized you had a problem with your leg?
Yeah, exactly. I was 8 years old on my way to a softball game, tripped and fell, and we did a x-ray, and that's where they found the egg-sized tumor in my tibia bone. And then 2 years later, when I was 10, I started chemotherapy. They were kind of watching it, and they finally decided the cells were cancerous and started chemo and then had my amputation just a few months later.
And how many years ago was that?
So that was 16 years ago. I just turned 26 a couple weeks ago.
So back then, I'm guessing there weren't a lot of other amputees in Minnesota.
No.
And what was your exposure to athletics and exposure to other amputees?
Yeah, definitely. Well, when I went in for, or right before my amputation, you know, the doctors wanted me to meet some other amputees. And the only other amputee kind of in the area was this younger boy who had lost his arm, which was very different than losing a leg.
Right.
But kind of gave me some insight into that. But I've never competed with other challenged athletes. I mean, growing up, I was always, you know, I played softball in high school, and I ran, and I swam, and I biked, and did all kinds of sports. But I never had exposure to other challenged athletes throughout that time.
And as somebody using a prosthetic leg, how has that equipment evolved?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I haven't really seen too much developments in the technology. I mean, comparing to the very first limb that I had, I'd say big difference is now that I have a pin lock system.
Right.
I still use a P-Lite liner and socks, and I guess the silicone sleeve that I now use is a little bit more advanced. And the type of foot that I have is a little bit better. It's a carbon fiber foot from Endolite. But really, the device that I have is really meant for walking and light jogging. And I just beat the crap out of it all the time. I just went in today.
Yeah. I was going to say, what you're using is not really a sport-specific leg.
Right, exactly. I had this leg built about 8 months ago. And I just went in today, right before, you know, we're leaving on Friday, and I'm going to have the foot replaced before we leave. I've just worn through it in that amount of time. And, of course, we've been trying to get this foot, you know, shipped to us so quickly right before I leave. So that's added another little layer of stress.
People don't quite understand that you're riding a bike and get flat tires and all sorts of things like that. But dealing with the leg is also another piece of equipment that could be a little bit of a problem.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And I tell people it's kind of like a car. There's a lot of routine maintenance and checkups that you have to do. And the more active you are, the more often you're going to have your oil changed. And there's a lot of added expenses that go into that a lot of people don't know about.
So what led to this journey, to deciding I'm going to ride my bike, I'm going to run, I'm going to swim down the coast? Have you done some triathlons?
Yeah, I've done. So back in like 2011, I made a goal, like, okay, I'm going to do a triathlon. And I was a little nervous about, you know, how was I going to do it, the swim portion, because I have to take my leg off when I swim because it's not waterproof. So I kind of set up my own triathlon and did it myself up at my grandpa's cabin in northern Michigan. And then about a couple years later, I finally kind of worked up the courage to do one with a bunch of other people. And I ended up coming in third place in my age group, which was really exciting, and started doing, you know, more triathlons, long-distance biking events, open water swims, all kinds of stuff, and just got, you know, more and more active into these various sports. And as I was doing that, you know, I was having issues with my prosthetic leg breaking down a lot faster than I had before, you know, having to go in and get parts replaced, a lot of issues with insurance and trying to cover those things, going into insurance battles of what they were going to pay for, a lot of issues there. And then I was also developing some pain in my lower back. So basically I have a pelvic asymmetry because my left side has experienced a lot of atrophy over the years.
Yeah.
And so they're not even. So kind of all of those things culminating together, and then also just realizing that there are a lot of amputees out there that don't even have access to the basic equipment that they need. And so in a sense, I feel very lucky with what I have been given. I was able to have my care done at the Mayo Clinic. I've been able to have a leg that has allowed me to do what I've done so far. But there are a lot of amputees out there that don't have that. And so there's a lot of great technology out there as well that I think a lot of people just don't realize that amputees don't have access to that. And so, you know, a few friends and I started talking about these issues, and we're like, no, we should really try and make a change in the system. And that's kind of where Forrest Stump came about. We were like, what could we do, you know? And so we were like, well, what if we ran across the country? And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be like Forrest Gump. That'd be so cool. And that's where the Forrest Stump name was born. And then, you know, a few conversations later, you know, kind of brainstorming about what we wanted to do, that's where we decided, you know, well, we love triathlons. Let's swim, bike, and run down the West Coast. I mean, there's a lot of elevation, a lot of great cities that we'd be going through, a lot of awareness. And so that's kind of how we decided on the route and how that was born.
I love that. And how many people will be accompanying you?
So it's myself and a really great friend of mine who's been my training partner. She first came to me and I asked her, like, hey, would you want to do a run with me? This is about a year or so ago. She had never done kind of a race, and so she did that with me. It was a snowshoe race in northern Michigan, and then she told me she didn't know how to swim, and so I was like, girl, I gotta teach you how to swim. And so we did an open water 2-mile swim together, and then she told me she didn't know how to bike, and I was like, okay, I gotta teach you how to bike. So she's coming along. And then another individual that I met at the University of Michigan who actually made my prosthetic. She's a resident. She was a resident at U of M and then also is now a resident in Washington in orthotics and prosthetics. She'll be coming along. So if anything happens to my leg down the coast, she's kind of our mechanic on site that'll be able to fix it. And then my greatest role model in life, my mom, is actually going to be driving our camper and is our SAG crew down the coast.
Nice. So, you got to have mom in a camper. That's what it's all about. So how many miles is this going to be?
So it's going to be over 1,500 miles. We start out with 2 century rides from Seattle to Portland, to our 100-mile days. Mm-hmm. Then we have a rest day. Then we do a 1.1-mile open water swim across the Columbia River. And then we average about 40 to 60 miles down the coast and then throw in a number of different runs and swims, you know, through the Redwoods, over the Golden Gate Bridge, Venice Beach Boardwalk. And then I have friends and people that are joining us along the way. And then we participate in the Challenged Athletes Foundation triathlon on October 22nd.
Our San Diego Triathlon Challenge, a 24th annual.
Yeah.
And actually, the day before, the 21st, we have a running clinic. I think we'll have over 100 amputees out there. At our run. Yeah, it's pretty special. You see kids going from, you know, from Bambi to Carl Lewis in about a minute and a half. It's pretty fun to watch. You got from ages 3 to 73. It's pretty crazy. Well, this is going to be
so
a fun journey. Now, how have you funded this?
So So we've had pretty, we've been fundraising on GoFundMe.
Okay.
We're almost to 10,000 right now.
Wow.
And our total goal is 21,000. But that was before that we found out we've got a documentary crew that's actually going to be following us down the coast.
How fun is that?
Yeah, that's incredible. They're, so both Kathleen and I are graduates of the University of Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And some other grads from U of M reached out to us and said, and they have a studio based out of New York City. And they said, hey, we'd love to do a documentary on you guys to really help you tell your story and get this out to the masses. And so we're helping to fundraise to have them come with us for the entire time. They're already committed, but fundraising to help cover the cost of the production and post-production of that film.
Well, isn't it funny how that stuff snowballs? You're like, hey, I think I want to go for a run, ride, swim. Then your buddy comes along, and then, hey, what if we film this? And then mom gets it. I'm going to come with my camper. That's what's going to happen. You're going to find yourself, the, you know, especially the triathlon world and the running world, people are going to meet you along the way. You think you'd be running with one, you're going to have people meeting you. So is the whole route mapped out? Can people go online now and see where when you're going to be at different places?
Yep. Our website is www.forreststump.org. And forest is just like Forrest Gump, so it's forreststump.org. And the route is on that website, so people can join us, or they can contact us on our site and reach out to us about joining us down the coast as well.
Love it. Now, as somebody who's been an amputee for a long time, what did you know about Challenged Athletes Foundation before now?
I hadn't known about the Challenged Athletes Foundation until I met someone at a wedding, actually. And we were playing kickball, and he came over and said, hey, you look like an athlete. I was like, yeah, I just did my first half marathon this past summer. And he's like, you got to find out about the Challenged Athletes Foundation. And so I applied and got a grant to help with training.
Yes.
So then I was able to hire some great trainers, and it's been absolutely phenomenal. That kind of the end of our whole Forrest Gump journey in San Diego. I'm so excited to compete and to work with other challenged athletes. It's going to be an amazing experience.
Well, and then that's what's fascinating is the fact that you really didn't have a lot of exposure to other challenged athletes. So you just, and how were you accepted from the other kids? They look at you as different, or did they just say, hey, she's playing, you know, Nicole's playing ball with us. It's no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question. I think growing up, my peers definitely treated me, you know, just like anyone else. I would say adults would definitely look at me differently or maybe treat me differently.
Yep.
So that was really interesting growing up, and in the sense that, you know, maybe my coaches would put limits on me. But my peers were always, you know, very supportive and encouraging. And, you know, in some cases, you know, I was faster than them or, you know, was better in certain areas, and they knew that and accepted it and just, you know, propelled me forward.
Now, so imagine if you had a real running leg.
Yeah, I know. That would be amazing. You know, I mean, this trip and what I've been telling people, Forrest Gump isn't just about getting myself a running leg. It's really about raising awareness about the fact that there's a lot of amputees out there that have barriers that limit their access to this type of technology. And so I want to be able to use my story to really raise up this entire community and not just do it for myself.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's basically what we try to do through Challenged Athletes Foundation, because people don't realize that your health insurance doesn't cover any of this stuff. It covers a walking around leg or an everyday wheelchair, but anything to do with sport is considered a quote-unquote luxury item and not considered essential. And yeah, I think you and I both know that sport is essential. It makes you whole, right? Makes you better at everything you do.
100%.
I love that. Nicole, you're going to have so much fun. So you leave this Friday. You must be having problems sleeping at night right now. You're so excited.
I am. I'm so excited. We've built up a lot of momentum. People reaching out to us left and right, you know, donating on our GoFundMe site. It's kept us really busy, but I'm so excited. Everything's just keeping us going, and my team's really excited as well.
I love it. Hey, Nicole, thank you so much for taking time, especially being so close to the ride. And people can go to Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Stump, S-T-U-M-P, .org, right?
correct.
And that's the idea is to GoFundMe for, they've raised $10,000, looking to raise $21,000. They're going to be riding, running, swimming, enjoying themselves with mom in the camper on the trip down from Seattle to San Diego, about 1,500 miles, starting September 1st, ending up the weekend of October 21st, 22nd here in San Diego. Nicole, it's going to be really, really fun to watch your journey.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Bob. I really appreciate it.
All right. Nicole Verkuijlen has been our guest again. We are brought to you by ToughManTry.com, VeloFix, RunCatalina.com, ATV Swim Spas, our Challenged Athletes Foundation, Babbittville.com. Check us out on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And, as always, endurance lives here.